Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm glad this week is over. I need to get away. Go home and throw my clothes on. Come get you right away. Can't wait to see you looking lovely.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this week we're looking back at the year in music with some help from critics and writers. But now we turn to a musician who's appearing on Best of the Year lists. 2011 has been very, very good to the R&B singer Anthony Hamilton. This duet with Jill Scott, her single So In Love, spent 18 weeks at number one on Billboard's R&B chart. And Hamilton just released his own record called Back to Love, which a few hours ago also hit number one on the Billboard R&B chart. He is here with his band to perform the single from the record. It's called Woo. It's Anthony Hamilton live on Soundcheck.
Striking up no conversation, but she had those big things in a roundabout, like the devil said, boy, how's about a little temptation? Oh no, she was so fine, could not keep my eyes off her, and it was critical, even biblical, like, just like the Lila said. You're so bad, but it feels so good. Oh, I ain't never seen a girl so bad. I've been like Mr. Perfect, goody two shoes, couldn't bring me down for nothing. Always been messing around and worth it till I met her. Well, so much for my nothing, nothing, yeah. She was so fine, could not keep my eyes off her. It was heavy, like the lava, set my soul on fire.
Actually, Woo is the name of the song. Anthony Hamilton, live on Soundcheck with his band. Kenneth Leonard playing keyboards, Richard Jenkins the drums, Lamont McCain playing bass, backing vocals from Jay Vito, JK, and Tui. Anthony Hamilton, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, thank you, thank you.
So the album's called Back to Love.
Yeah.
By your count, is this your fourth record or your fifth?
You know what, it actually is the sixth. Yeah, that was coming from where I'm from. Ain't Nobody Worrying, Soul Life, Southern Comfort. Those are two, the last two that I named, but put out
mm-hmm.
by.
The reason people seem to be questioning
yeah.
whether this is four, five, six, is
yeah.
because you have had a career in music
yes.
that goes back many years and is sort of exemplifies the perils and pitfalls that face a musician these days with record yeah. labels kind of like going out from underneath you and stuff.
Yeah.
So how much of this music has been sort of kicking around for a while and you've just been waiting to bring it out, and how much of it is brand new?
Well, most of this is brand new. Only song is Life Has a Way. It's a song that I wrote for The Pursuit of Happiness. And I felt like, you know what, this is a special piece. Let me hold on to it to the right time. So it feels like the right timing for it. Mm-hmm. But most of it is new stuff. I went in with Babyface and a few guys. And
Babyface, one of a couple of big producers working with you on this record. The album title, Back to Love, mm-hmm. I mean, your brand of R&B has always been about love. So
yeah.
Why Back to Love?
Well, you know what? It's you know, we think we're loving you know, the right way. But, it's on the surface. I want to get back to the core of, like, real quality love. Like, if you say you don't love somebody, you're going to spend time with them. You don't just call them, I love you. Mm-hmm. And you don't really spend that quality time nurturing that relationship. And we get caught up in being successful and whatever we're trying to do and don't really, really love like we should.
And what is Woo? Is that a guy who's trying hard but just keeps getting distracted?
You know what? It's a guy, man. It's a lot of guys, even women. You're minding your business. You're trying to be your best you. You're in a relationship. You're committed to it. But every now and again, coming out the store or the bank, this thing just come up on. I tell you. You know, it's one of those things, man. Right. You get caught off guard sometimes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's that driving. You driving. And you,
So that's the single from the new record, which is called Back to Love. Anthony Hamilton's with us on Soundcheck today. And you want to do another song for us?
Let's do it.
Best of Me?
The Best of Me.
All right. It's a live performance from Anthony Hamilton with a fairly sizable band here on Soundcheck today. Once again, the album out now is called Back to Love. This song is called Best of Me.
Outrageous. You smile, then I smile, then I say, hey, this is getting personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play such a beautiful moment.
Amazing. Amazing. Oh, having you close to me.
Having you close to me.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Outrageous.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's breakfast.
It's breakfast.
Lost track of time, but we had a ball. Let's catch a movie.
A movie.
Then dinner. Tonight's the night we'll just unwind and stay. And let's stay personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play such a beautiful moment. Oh. Close to me.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Outrageous.
Oh.
Giving you the best of me.
Giving you the best of me.
Amazing.
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 Oh.
close to me.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Outrageous.
Once again, Anthony Hamilton and his band live in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Best of Me from his album called Back to Love. The album, a recent release that is currently sitting atop the Billboard R&B charts. And now, Anthony, that song, you know, it's like a night in, breakfast in the morning. It's very kind of domestic, even though it has that kind of slow jam quality to it. I mean... Is that the best of you? I mean,
it's getting there. Later on, it's going to be the better half.
Well, now, I mean, you're the father of five, right?
Yes.
Including twin-year-old boys.
Twin-year-old boys.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, a quiet night at home is probably...
If you can get it while you can, man.
So. Now, how did you come to... be a part of the scene here in New York? You grew up in North Carolina.
Yes, I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and just, you know, pursuing my dream, talent shows and out networking, met a guy named Mark Sparks who, you know, he was bringing people up to New York to make Charlotte, you know, North Carolina famous for music, and we landed a deal after a series of showcases.
So were you, I mean, did you do like the Apollo and stuff like that?
No, I didn't do the Apollo. I just did some local talent shows in Charlotte. Got my name out there, and he got wind of it. And
did you start, as so many R&B and singers do, singing in church?
I did, but I wasn't tearing the church down. I wasn't leading the songs. I would hide behind the kids with the Kool-Aid stains on their shirt. The little dusty white shirts, secondhand shirts. That was I.
But eventually you make your way to New York and start singing backup for people like D'Angelo and Tupac and the rapper and actress Eve. What kind of a learning experience was that?
Well, it allowed me to be able to adapt vocally to any world, whether it be hip-hop, R&B, or country, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just networking and...
Well, yeah, it's interesting you say that because it seems like this next song you're going to do for us, Sucker for You, has a different sound. I mean, this might be a little bit closer to an Outkast.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You want to play it?
Let's
do it,
man.
You got the band here. Let's put them to work.
Yep.
Anthony Hamilton is my guest on Soundcheck. The album is called Back to Love. Here's another live performance. The song is called Sucker for You.
Yeah.
Taking a chance, a hell of a chance, 'cause I want you. Honey, your name, oh, you look sweet. What kind of things you like? Do you like to dance or wine and cheese? Well, I'm just your type. I see it and I want it. Let me into your land. Tonight is the night. Let's get it right. 'Cause I won't want you. We can be. Yeah. And I can show my heart to it. I want it naturally.
That is Anthony Hamilton and the band live on Soundcheck. I know Woo is the single from the record, but that has hit tune written all over it. That's called Sucker for You. Anthony, great to have you
Thank
and the guys
you, man.
With us
That's
in the studio.
That's the one, Sucker for You.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
The album's called Back to Love. It's out now, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Our next program, Critics Week, continues with a look back at the best in jazz, world, and dance, and we have live music from Jeffrey Lewis. And speaking of live music, a special Green Space event coming up Tuesday, January 17th at 2 p.m. with Porgy and Bess co-stars Audra McDonald and Norm Lewis, and singer-songwriter Sharon Van Etten. You can be there, too. Go to wnyc.org/soundcheck for all the details. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.